and welcome to Maths Talk by AMSI Schools, where conversations in maths become part of your professional learning. My name's Leanne McMahon, and in today's episode, I'm going to talk about a hot topic in maths education today, out-of-field teaching of mathematics. Now, the reason why I'm talking about it today is in the past few weeks, you have seen in the media a lot of discussion about the recent AMSI paper, an analysis of out-of-field secondary maths teaching and the upskilling initiatives that are available in Australia. So, how about you suggest to all of your colleagues who are in fact teaching mathematics out of field that they have a listen to this episode? Because I'm going to give them some really great options for upskilling. I'm also hoping to give you a bit of confidence in out-of-field teachers because there are some real advantages to mathematics teachers that aren't the natural mathematicians that perhaps some of our more qualified maths teachers are. If we can give them the training that they need, they can become brilliant mathematics teachers. The first thing I want to talk about is how we define out-of-field teaching. Now, it sounds like it should be easy to define, but when we start thinking about it, it actually isn't that easy. And it's really necessary that we agree on definitions so that we can inform policy and facilitate improvements both in the teaching of mathematics and in the management of schools. So, at its simplest, out-of-field teaching refers to the practice of assigning teachers to teach subjects that don't match their training or education. And that sounds pretty straightforward. But there are a number of ways that you can be defined as out-of-field. And these are looked at in great depth in the fantastic document Defining and Mapping Out-of-Field Teaching in Victorian Government Schools, put out by the Victorian Department of Education and Training and prepared by the academics at Deakin University. I'll put a reference to this in the show notes because this is an absolute goldmine if you want to examine more about out-of-field teaching. They give four different ways that you could be out of field. You could be out of field just by your qualifications. So you don't have maths in your university qualifications. You didn't study a maths method, or you only studied maths to first year, or you didn't study maths in university. There are lots of different qualifications for teaching maths, and different states even have different requirements as far as being considered an in-field maths teacher. You could be out of field as determined by your specialism. Now, this doesn't happen as often in maths as it does in other areas, but for example, I'm biology trained, but I was expected to teach all areas of science up to year 10. So I was teaching physics and chemistry up to year 10. So in that regard, I was out of field in those areas, despite being fully qualified as a science teacher with a science method. The next determination as being out of field is by workload. Now, this is a lot more variable. So the report I mentioned says that the teacher is considered technically out of field and may feel partially out of field depending on the proportion of their load that is out of field at any one time or across a period of time. It could be that the stability of their workload allocation is not quite there, and it could be the type of load. So the proportion of classes will determine the level of risk and whether that workload is manageable. Whether they have multiple classes of one subject, whether they have support, whether the load matches their qualification in terms of a secondary or primary level. So there's lots of sort of areas about around this. They actually discuss it in quite a bit more detail than that. But if you just sort of take it as working outside your training and the other support mechanisms being available or not to help you. And then the final example that they give is being out of field as determined by capability. So capability is a function of the teacher's expertise and confidence to teach well, gained, of course, through experience teaching the subject and engagement with professional learning. This is also very related to the teacher's sense of self in relation to their subject. So someone with high capability is going to be where a teacher is capable in the out of field subject with a lot of experience and plenty of professional learning. They would have a high degree of confidence, a personal interest perhaps in the subject, and a professional commitment to developing and reflecting on their practice. Someone with a lower capability might not have anywhere near as much experience. They might be a beginning teacher and have little or no professional development. They may have medium or low level of confidence, and the commitment to the subject is not as great. Perhaps they have a full commitment to their in-field subject and they just don't have the time or capability to devote to their out-of-field subject. Perfectly reasonable, but a really good example of where a low capability is going to lead to very high risk factors for the out-of-field teacher. So when it comes down to it, I guess we could say that out-of-field teaching is something that we know when we see, and we certainly know it when we're doing it. As we become more and more confident, we feel less and less out-of-field. Now, one of the things that has come into public discussion is, what is the effect of out-of-field teachers? Is the practice of assigning out-of-field teachers to the teaching of mathematics detrimental to effective learning? It seems to be generally accepted that it is, but from what I could find, there wasn't a huge amount of research on it. Of course, it's something that really needs to be studied because it's something that seems to be necessary in the vast majority of schools right across the world. There is a scarcity of fully qualified mathematics teachers. So there is actually a high proportion of out-of-field teachers, and please have a look at the AMSI report for the specific numbers. But I think anyone who's been in schools is pretty aware of how many people are teaching maths without the training that really is required to make a good maths teacher. Now, I'm not talking about qualifications. Qualifications are different things. We're all qualified to be teachers. We wouldn't be allowed into the schools if we weren't. But that training, that specialized training to be a maths teacher. Now, the impact of these out-of-field teachers on student learning really depends on so many aspects and does require a lot of research. But it is absolutely clear that there are not enough maths teachers. So what are we going to do about it? Now, I'm going to give you a spoiler alert here. Money needs to be assigned for teacher retraining by the government. I'm going to give you some ideas for getting out of this out-of-field situation, but they all require money. And what teacher is going to have $30,000 to spend on a master's in mathematics education? $30,000 is a lot of money. And it's really important that if the government is serious about improving the state of mathematics teaching, that they have to put their money where their mouth is. I apologize for this sounding like a TED talk, but once you get me started on these things, you can't stop me. Now, there are two ways that teachers can obtain the expertise required to be a really good maths teacher. You can, as I suggested, do a master's or a grad dip or any number of the formal qualifications that we allude to in the AMSI document. And if you're interested in that, it is a fantastic document to compare and contrast the different courses. It has links to the websites of each of the courses, and you can even work out how much it costs and all of that. So that is a terrific resource if you are looking at doing formal qualifications. And I highly recommend formal qualifications. if you can afford it, or if your school or the government can allocate the money for it. The other really effective way of decreasing the effect of an out-of-field teacher is to have some really effective teacher professional learning. And I guess I really enjoy this because it's how I became what I would now consider an in-field mathematics teacher. Really good professional learning that is content focused and is active. So you don't have lectures and things. You actually do it as part of your teaching load, as part of your meetings and that sort of thing. And that way they're aligned with the school goals, the curriculum, the teacher needs, knowledge and belief. It's not something that's externally imposed. It does need to be sustained and it does need to be ongoing. You're not going to be a great maths teacher after doing an hour of PD. And it's really good because you get to do it collaboratively. Now, one of the issues with that is that an out-of-field teacher doesn't necessarily get access to the professional learning from the department. If you're only teaching one or two maths classes, you're not always going to be able to get to the maths meetings. The out-of-field teachers don't have access to the excellent PD provided by state and national organisations, or even the excellent PD that can be obtained in the teacher meetings. So if you're a science teacher, you're a member of the Science Teachers Association of your state. PE teachers will be a member of theirs. They go to their meetings, but the time constraints involved in being a teacher means that it's just impossible to get to all of the team meetings, and the out-of-field subject is the one that's going to suffer, but also the one that probably needs the most training. So that's for the curriculum leaders and the maths leaders to actually realise who is out of field and what can I do to support them as far as professional learning goes. And so much of the literature around professional learning, and especially professional learning for out of field teachers, indicates that leadership is absolutely vital. Leadership have to support and encourage implementation of the strategies and the ideas from professional learning. They have to motivate people to want to go to the professional learning. Because at AMSI we deliver a lot of professional learning to teachers, it's been really important for me to understand what are the principles of effective teacher professional learning. And one of the most important in the area of out-of-field teachers is the fact that it is much easier to alter a teacher's procedural classroom behaviour than to improve their knowledge content. Now, the research has shown that one of the big issues with out-of-field teachers is that their content knowledge isn't as good as it should be in many, many cases. So improving this content knowledge isn't an easy thing to do, but it is certainly worth working on. Different teachers are going to have different responses to the same professional learning. We know that our students have different responses to our teaching. So what works for some teachers isn't going to work for others. Professional learning should be explicitly joined to the classroom experience. And that's where on-site teacher professional learning is so much more organic than, say, doing a master's or a grad dip. You can actually move it straight into the classroom with your team and the people around you much more easily. Having said that, we get to work collaboratively with our colleagues, which is a real advantage with professional learning. So when we look at the explicit requirements of maths out of field professional learning, the researchers basically concluded that it's really difficult to obtain clear, specific, and unambiguous information about teachers' professional learning needs. And when you think about it, that's no surprise. We have seen that there are different definitions for teaching out of field. So naturally, teachers' needs are going to be really different. What has been found fairly unambiguously is that teachers require further training in their understanding of maths concepts. Unfortunately, what has also been found is that teachers generally didn't identify this as a need. There is a great study, and I will put all of the resources in the show notes, because if you're interested in reading about out-of-field teachers, there are some really wonderful studies. An Irish study in 2017 focused on the understanding of the life of out-of-field teachers and their understanding of maths in the Irish curriculum. They came to the conclusion that the teachers had a very poor understanding of mathematics concepts. But, and this is the real kicker, there was a high correlation between a high or very high self-confidence level and low scores, that is, low understanding of the mathematical concepts. So the teachers actually thought that they knew a lot more than what they did. That's going to be really hard to motivate teachers to undertake the professional learning and to engage in learning new things when they actually don't think that they need to. The other issue about professional learning is finding really good evidence-based professional learning in your area. While there's no shortage of people offering professional learning activities in mathematics, it's not easy to find people who are offering really good evidence-based professional learning in the area of out-of-field teachers. Now, I'm really hoping that at some point AMSI gets some money so we can put something together, because I think it would be really worthwhile for those people that are just not ready to go on with a formal course. But while we're dreaming about that, why not have a read of the article detailing the upskilling initiatives in Australia and really compare some of those courses and see what interests you, what interests the people around you, and where you could get some funding from. Now, before I finish up, I want to direct you to a podcast, and it's not often I promote other people's podcasts, but this podcast is an absolute winner for anyone who's interested in out-of-field teaching. It's a podcast by Margaret Payton called the Out-of-Field Teaching Toolkit Podcast. And it's for all K-12 educators who teach subjects for which they don't have the necessary qualifications. There are some brilliant episodes, and she has guests that I am so jealous of. So have a look. There are some episodes that are really, really important for mathematics teachers to listen to. The one with Marilyn Goose from May 2023 is absolutely wonderful. She talks about coming from a brewery to a maths luminary, which is really, really interesting. Most importantly, she discusses her experience in directing an innovative program to retrain out-of-field high school teachers of mathematics in Ireland. She also wrote the award-winning book, Teaching Secondary School Mathematics, which many of us who have been involved in pre-service teaching of mathematics have referred to many, many times. Margaret's latest episode includes Professor John Hattie discussing, does knowing the subject content really matter? One would think it does, but according to his meta-analysis, the teacher's more important than the subject content, but he discusses it in a lot of detail and it's really interesting. She also interviews the ever popular Eddie Wu, who in his inimitable way talks about how teaching maths out of field can be really fun. He offers tips on how to get over you and your students' mathematics anxiety. And he's in total agreement with me that the maths anxiety that out-of-field teachers might have, or their lack of understanding of certain parts of mathematics, can actually really help them in teaching students. They can understand where a student might not be able to understand the content. So have a listen to that one. And while I recommend delving into all of the episodes, the other one that I really enjoyed was the discussion of the new maths micro-credential for the Aussie out-of-field teachers. And that's the one at Southern Cross University. It is also discussed in the AMSI article. They talk about what's involved in setting up the course, what it covers, mentoring, and how it connects to the university's other mathematics education programs. So that's the Out of Field Teaching Toolkit podcast. Just search for it on Spotify. I will put the links up too, and we would like to link to those on the AMSI website. So I'll get in touch with Margaret and see if that's okay with her. Well, as you can probably see, I could talk about out of field teaching of mathematics for hours on end, but we don't have hours. I would love to talk more about the definitions, the motivations, the content of professional learning and where we could possibly get it, the effect of training and registration mandates, and things like the professional standards of AITSL. Even the different states have different professional standards. So there is just so much to talk about. I hope that I started some sort of a conversation and have led you to some places where you can do some reading, some listening, and let's see if we can improve the standard and the enjoyment of out-of-field teachers in mathematics. And only in that way are we going to improve the teaching of mathematics throughout Australia and therefore improve our results in PISA, TIMSS, and enable our students to embrace all the mathematics that they need going forward. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, queries, suggestions, or anything that you'd like to talk to me about, please get in touch. I can be contacted via email on mathstalk@amsi.org.au or on our Twitter or Facebook accounts. The links are in the show notes. I would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.